Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Ooh. Let's see if we have any reviews.
Yeah. Oh, here's a cool one. Phone call from beyond the grave. Ooh. Melissa, you got to read that one. It's long.
Oh, email or review? Email?
Oh, sorry. Email. Sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is from Diane. Phone call from beyond the grave. In college, I dated Todd, a strange guy who turned out to be violent and abusive. Not good.
Not great.
He slut-shamed me for not being a virgin when we met. Fuck Todd. Ew. He worshipped his ex-girlfriend.
The painting was a gift, Todd.
He worshipped his ex-girlfriend and always made me feel worthless. This Todd guy sounds like he sucks. I've always had low self-esteem, and this was back in the 80s when women weren't as empowered as they are today. Now there's a sisterhood. Back then, you're on your own.
True that.
Todd would say things like that he had me followed from school or work or wherever, and that I'd better not even look at another man. He told me that he would kill me for my body in a vat of acid so no one would ever find me. Who is he? What is this? Who killed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah,
what? I think it's Who Framed, but Who Killed Roger Rabbit? Who killed sequel. Roger Rabbit? Who killed him? All right, we know who framed him, but who the hell killed him?
Who killed him? That's what I'm trying to find out.
That's a sequel.
He was a power lifter and may have been on steroids, though he denied it.
Oh my God.
Oh, he had roid rage.
Yeah, he had roid rage.
He was friends with Jim. Jim and I had been friends while I was dating Todd, and our friendship developed into love, so we got married.
Ooh.
Todd was pissed and felt betrayed by us. He was very angry and very bitter. Over the years, Todd would call and say things like, I see you're getting fat, or you know a real woman could carry a baby to term because I lost a few babies to miscarriage.
Oh my God, he's evil.
I hope something bad happens to this Todd. Okay. He usually called around mine and Jim's anniversary or his birthday or other dates significant only to him. He tried to guilt me or shame me for different things, and for the first few years that affected me. But after a while, I was over it and over him.
Good.
Several home and phone number changes, and I stopped hearing from him. He disappeared off the map for me, and it was great. After a number of years, Jim and I divorced, but remain extremely close friends and even live together now. Damn.
Whoa.
Functional.
Cool. Yeah.
So.
Conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, Gwen and Chris Martin. So social media happened and I blocked several people I never wanted to hear from. As he hadn't been on my mind in years, I didn't even think about blocking him when I first got my account. Every now and then, Jim would ask me to look up some old friend or work acquaintance and I find with him, and I finally thought to look up Todd. He didn't have any social media accounts, so I couldn't block him. I decided to Google him to see if I could find him so I could block him forever. That's when I found his obituary. I was stunned and confirmed with Jim that it was him. For the first time in decades, I felt like I could relax and breathe again. I'd always been braced for that other shoe to drop, and now it was never going to happen. Whew, what a relief. So one night
I want to know how he died.
I know, right? Probably from roid rage. A little steroids. Yeah. So one night last year, close to mine and Jim's former anniversary date, we were sitting in the living room watching TV when the phone rang. I don't like where this is going. I have phone service through my cable company, so whenever someone calls, their name and number pop up on my TV screen. Todd's full name and 30-year-old phone number popped up on the screen.
Oh my God.
WT actual F?
Oh my God.
My heart stopped. I couldn't breathe and my body was tingling from the top of my head to the tips of my fingers and toes, the way you feel when you know someone's watching you. I looked at Jim. He looked at me. We both turned back to the TV to see the name and number again as the phone continued to ring. And we both asked each other, are you seeing this? Is this really happening? My phone was in the bedroom, but I was too scared to move and not sure I wanted to answer the phone and talk to whoever or whatever was on yeah. the other end of the line.
Oh my God.
We tried to continue the night as normal, but couldn't stop thinking about what happened and talking about how weird it was. The next morning, Jim called the funeral home where Todd's funeral was held and confirmed that it really did occur.
Because I was going to ask, maybe he faked his own death or something and then was calling her. But oh my God.
Yeah, he was able to talk his way into having them send a copy of the death certificate. It really was him in that grave.
Oh my
God. Jim also called the number the next day and got a recording saying the number was not in service. So who or what called and what did they want to say? I kind of hope I never find out. Here's pics of me and Jim and Todd's headstone attached.
Oh my God.
Whoa. He died Todd at 49.
Sucks. We should make shirts that say Todd sucks.
Todd sucks. Yeah. Well, whenever I hear the name Todd, I think of Beavis and Butthead. It was Beavis's older brother, it was one of their older brothers, Todd, who would always like come to town and like make them do dumb things, like put them in the trunk of their car. And they're like, Todd's cool. Even though he would like beat him up.
Well, don't you remember in Wedding Crashers, the painting was a gift, Todd?
Oh, yeah, the painting was a gift, Todd.
That's like one of my favorite. I think that I think that line in my head all the time. I found his obituary, but it does not say how he died.
Wedding Crashers is such a good movie.
Wedding Crashers is
it
so
is
funny.
So good. Wow. Well, interesting. That is like really, really crazy.
That's crazy. And fuck Todd.
Fuck Todd, man.
What's this review? Let's see this new review.
It's 11 out of 10. You finally got an 11 out of 10. This is from Great Britain. I wanted to listen to a podcast about Denver Airport, you know, just with my cup of tea on a Friday night. And I listened to
That's
two.
That's so English.
I know. Well, half of two, and I wasn't getting my fix. Then I found your podcast, and damn, you are what I was looking for. Clear, Whoa. Informative, well-researched, well-explained, Ooh. And feels chill, like you're with your mates getting spooked together whilst having a laugh. And the hosts are genuinely funny and have great chemistry. Love it. Let's go. Gonna listen to more of these. Thanks.
Getting what together? Spooched?
Spooked.
Getting spooked. Spooched.
That's so nice. That was
I thought it was a term.
It was such a random
That's
find.
So cool.
This is from Hannah Marie. 5 stars, best podcast ever. My brother Jake introduced me to this podcast a couple of months ago, and I found myself binge listening to it ever since. Absolutely love you guys, and thanks for making it feel like I have friends when I'm smoking alone. Ha ha. Love Hannah. Ha-ha. I love a ha ha in a review.
You guys, we got to get more reviews in. We're kind of at a standstill here. And
I
know.
I was thinking the same.
There's only been like 2 or 3 reviews for April, and April's halfway done.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's sickening.
It's sick.
Yeah,
it is sickening. I'm sick.
I'm on antibiotics for it. It made me so sick.
Yeah.
How do we get more? I mean, like, what do? We tell everyone to have their friends review, or, you know,
we bribe people.
There's plenty of people listening, Allie, that say they're fans and they haven't reviewed. There's plenty of them, and I know it's you. I know you're the one listening going like, oh, shoot. It's so easy. Just go on Apple, go and literally just click the 5-star thing and then just write a really quick review.
You know what? I don't think I've reviewed our podcast
yet.
I'm going to do it now. No, yeah, I'll do it right now.
Oh, I've reviewed it. This is the best podcast I have ever listened to in my entire existence.
God. Subscribe. I just subscribed to the podcast. Great. I wasn't subscribed.
You were
yet.
Subscribing.
Well, I guess you get into some of all of these voicemails.
Let's play some voicemails. Yes, okay, great. So I just reviewed it.
Ooh,
5-star review. So easy. It didn't give me an now I can write a review. I'll write a review too. I click it again.
3 stars. Great. Okay. Podcast.
Except for Allie's voice. And what's
love
Melissa
it.
Doing all the time?
Except that Maria isn't really necessary, I think.
It's so true.
Perfect. I just wrote it. I was just able to review, rate twice, once numerically, and then second with a review. And it took me, we're recording right now. It took me 10 seconds.
That's amazing.
That's 2021. That's the internet. That's what our forefathers wanted.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, get on it. Anyways, let's play some voicemails.
Okay. Voicemail numero uno.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Hillary, and I'm a very, 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 very recent listener.
Oh, welcome.
I started listening to the podcast on a whim and have a synchronicity story to share. Basically, it was the first time listening to the podcast. It was like a mailbag episode, and a lot of the voicemails were about synchronicities, and I was like, well, that's kind of cool. And then I was like listening to the podcast and scrolling through Twitter at the same time when a tweet from Allie popped up on my feed. And at first I didn't put two and two together. That is who I'm listening to right now. And I've never seen a tweet from Allie on my feed before. You know, I see him now because I follow her now. But
I must
until
have
then,
promoted it.
I've never seen a tweet from her. So I thought that was really
strange.
She has
you muted.
And then the second synchronicity thing related to the show, I think Allie has a dog named Dolly.
Yes.
And I have a cat named Dolly. So that's kind of weird, right? Like, Dolly is kind of an unusual name for a cat, or maybe not. Maybe a lot of people love Dolly Parton as much as I do and have named their animals after them. But
sheep.
Anyway, I've become a really big fan of the podcast and I really enjoy all your all's hard work. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, new listener.
That's crazy.
I wonder what the tweet was that she saw.
Yeah, so it popped up without her even following me. And then she
was,
clicked the follow.
Arclight is overrated.
I caught a lot of heat for that.
What do you like about that? Because if you live in LA, there's a movie theater called the Arclight that's closing, that they're not reopening because like the pandemic like fucked it. And
it's
like,
too
I love
for
it.
Me, man.
I love the Arclight. It's great. The popcorn's great. You get assigned seats.
It's too trendy. Like you'll see a whole bunch of people you know every time you go there. I like to see movies alone. And I don't feel comfortable seeing movies alone there because I'll run into like an ex-boyfriend or
that's
some person
point.
I don't want to catch up with.
That is a good point.
And then also like I like a shitty movie theater where, you know, like they have the fountain soda thing where you get to make your own soda and like you're not going to see anyone. And, you know, every theater has assigned seating now, but it's like you can sit in the back and probably no one's going to sit next to you. And it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's just too much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I get it.
Also, that parking lot, I've been stuck in that parking lot for 30 minutes on a Saturday night trying to get out once everyone's movie's
true.
Done.
That is true. You That's know? Why you got to park towards the bottom.
Yeah, it's just if you're lucky enough. I mean, it's just it's not for me. It's not.
Well,
no
your
thanks.
Wish came true. And a lot of people are out of work because of it. So,
well, I've manifested a few bad things this week and, you know, it's not great.
Cool, cool. Okay, next voicemail.
Hello.
Oh.
This here message is for the web crawlers. First off, hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeb. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Anyway, I'm calling about couple episodes back there, you done did one of them mailbag episodes, and someone left you a message or a review or something. So I'm talking about they didn't like the voicemail line. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, that's how y'all connect to your audience, and that's how Jeb, old Jeb here, and his friends get their time to shine. All right?
Time to shine.
Shine.
For voicemailing. All right? So I would like to tell the gentleman or lady who left that review to kindly fuck all the way off.
Whoa, Jeb's mad.
If you don't like the sound of my angelic voice, or all my friends, or how we interact with each other, don't listen. All right. Sorry about that. I don't mean to get all hangry.
Hangry.
You know.
Hangry.
Anyway, love y'all. Hope y'all doing good. And talk to y'all soon. All right, man. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, let Jeb and his friends interact online. Damn.
Angry Jeb.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers.
Hi.
This is Lizard Queen from the Discord.
Lizard
Hi,
Queen.
Ladies, Hong Kong. I just listened to the latest episode where you talked about the Sims and the 100 Baby Challenge. I just wanted to let you guys know what my best friend and I did when we were like 14 or 15.
Oh, no.
We were pretty weird. We made a family on the Sims based on the Kevin Bacon movie Hollow Man. So all characters were like characters in the movie. And then we proceeded to kill them all off differently. And we ended up with like a whole graveyard. And then we had like half a dozen ghosts haunting our Sims house. Yeah, so not
so
100
funny.
Babies, but probably just as weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of all I wanted to say. I just also wanted to say you guys are awesome. I've been listening since the beginning. Love you. Bye.
What's the Kevin Bacon movie Hollow Man?
Oh my God, it's like The Invisible Man, but it's like a knockoff of The Invisible Man.
I know what that is. Yeah. That's amazing. Even funnier. Okay, next message.
I think it's with Elizabeth
Hi,
Shue.
This is for the web crawlers. My name is Callie, and I'm calling in for the first time.
Ooh.
Because I am a registered intern, so I don't have my license for mental health yet, but I'm working towards it. So I finally have a reason to call in. You guys were talking about duty to warn and
about duty.
So in Florida, it's kind of confusing, but basically, if there's immediate danger to, if somebody is an immediate danger to themselves or someone else, then you have to report it legally. And if you don't and something does happen, you could be held liable.
Well,
ooh.
Like, for example, if somebody reported that their teacher abused them and that person is still teaching with other children, then you would have to report that because those other children are in immediate danger. Thank you for all the entertainment. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you for the insight.
And thank you to all the people who have called in to answer our question. That's really helpful.
Hey, girlies. This is for web crawlers. It's Rosie. I called about my sleep paralysis a couple months ago, the one that, like, I think it was Maria said that she also had, where, like, you have a dream where you're waking up from your nap or your, you know, sleep, going about your day. I just have been calling to say that mine has gotten so much worse. It's happening way more often. It just happened to me. I noticed that it happens when I'm sleeping when I shouldn't be. Like, if I sleep past my alarm, it happens. It's been getting so much worse. It happened today, and I dreamt that I was waking up from my nap, going to pee, then noticing I was still asleep. And it's getting so tricky. Like, I was like, oh, I'm definitely awake this time, because in my dream, I was holding my eyes open.
Yeah.
But I was still asleep. Or yeah. I had the feeling, oh, I'm definitely awake this time, because I went and peed in my dream. Like, what the hell? Like, it's really, really freaky. I really wish that there was, I don't know, maybe there's something to do about it. If anybody knows, like, what to do about sleep paralysis,
or at least, you know, I think it's sleep paralysis. I'm not totally sure. Because the whole time I'm thinking, oh, shit, I need to wake up. Being like, I'm realizing that I'm asleep. Sorry if this is totally incomprehensible. I'm a little baked. I know you guys baked good. If you're okay with that. If you're not, I totally get it. You know, a lot of people are scared of poisoning. I would never poison y'all. That's, you know, what would a poisoner say? Oh, Jesus. Okay, goodbye.
I mean, I wouldn't poison you. Okay, bye.
I had a crazy dream last night. I've been having amazing dreams. I think that's why I've been sleeping in, is because, like, I like my dreams so much.
Is this due to feels, like, do you think? Do you think feels is helping with the dreams?
I haven't been taking it the last few days as I've been sick.
Okay. Oh, right.
It might be because I might be having some NyQuil fever dreams.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But last night, I had a dream that I went to a school like Hogwarts. But instead of every house being like witches, every house was like these weird, like, magical monsters with, like, different, like, powers.
Ooh.
And
I was like
a skunk. I was like a human / skunk. And my power it was gross, but my two powers were that my tail could make me fly, and that also I could, like, spray smell on people and it would make them die or pass out. And, like, each house had, like, were different animals or monsters with, like, different powers, and, like, some had rivalries, and then others would, like, get together and, like, and, like, have to fight other people from different schools. It was really cool.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, at one point I got up to go, like, go pee, and then I was like, I'm gonna go back to bed. I gotta go back to this world.
Gotta
I've
go
been
back to
dream
world.
Were you able to get back in?
Oh yeah, baby, I can control that stuff.
No way.
That's cool.
Yeah, I slid right back into my skunk suit and was tooting
along.
Yeah, tooting around town. All right.
Just sliding back into your skunk suit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this is for the Web Crawlers podcast. I actually just called in. When I heard the beep, I got really nervous and I hung up. But okay, so I can do this now. I was listening to the podcast, listening to mailbag episodes, and I'm supposed to be working, but I'm coming up on my Adderall and a story that keeps popping into my head. So I figured I would give it
a shot. So when I was like 15, well, actually, okay, let me get some backstory. So my grandmother mm-hmm. grew up on a farm in rural Oklahoma. So she has mm-hmm. like 10 brothers and sisters, because I guess that's what they did back in the day, like pop out a bunch of kids, like for free labor. So she's the youngest of like 10 brothers and sisters. So I've always had a bunch of just like old people related to me that I like vaguely know, but don't have like relationships with. So when I was 15, I had this dream that I was like, I remember it like so clearly. I was just sort of hanging out on this bridge, and I saw my Uncle Deanie, or my great Uncle Deanie, who I like didn't have a relationship with like at all. But I like knew it was him, but he kind of looked like younger and whatnot. And he just like came up to me on this bridge, and we had this like really lovely conversation where he told me, you know, how much I reminded him of like my grandmother when she was younger, and how he just thought that it was so inspirational that I was chasing my dreams and that I was going to do really lovely things. And he told me, you know, not to give up on that. And then he just like walked across the bridge, and then that was it. And I remember, and then I woke up, and it was like maybe like 3:30 in the morning. I like woke up to go to the bathroom, looked at the clock, went back to sleep. And then the next morning I found out from my dad that my Uncle Deanie, who like hadn't been like knowingly sick or anything, died in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. And like, I never thought about this man. I like, you know, didn't ever really talk to him. And he wasn't even like sick. So that was crazy.
Whoa.
I always think about it. I don't really know what it means, but yeah, that's all. Love the show. You guys are the best. Please keep giving me things to listen to instead of paying attention to at work. Okay.
It means he died and he visited you in his dream, in your dream. That's crazy.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
This message is for the web crawlers. Hey, ladies, my name is Andy. I absolutely love you guys. I am a Patreon subscriber. I got a huge half semi when you guys talked about Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is amazing.
Oh, you can say it right there,
the gas station. But I don't think you understand how amazing.
First, the clean toilets.
So you don't have smelly guys in the bathroom taking baths in the sink. Has about 100 pumps. They make their own fudge. They make their own jerky. They make their own barbecue, you know.
Ooh.
Nuts. And it's, but literally you can have hundreds of people in there. They have a boutique. I mean, it's probably the size of a small Target.
Whoa.
It is amazing. But you will not leave there without dropping at least $40.
I thought he was going to say dropping a deuce.
Like I said, love the pod. When I heard Buc-ee's, I'd be excited because it is amazing. Keep it up. Love you, girls. Bye.
Oh, wow. Buc-ee's is... Buc-ee's is the place to be, I guess.
We should do a live show in a Buc-ee's parking lot.
Yes! Oh my god, that would be the best.
I want to go to a Buc-ee's. Yeah.
Put that on the like to-do list.
You know, like Wawa on the East Coast is a big thing.
Oh my god, remember when Maria had that water bottle that lit up, and that's when she knew when to drink her Wawa?
I don't know what happened to that. I think that got lost in the pandemic, the pandemic shuffle.
Oh man,
lost it in happens. The pandemic. Okay.
What up, web crawlers? It's your girl. I just wanted to chat and I don't give a fuck. So, oh my god. So I got really excited when you were talking about the Sims and Animal Crossing, which everyone on the Discord, I was like, you guys, see my friend, let's be friends on Animal Crossing. And I added everyone fully like a couple months ago. And, like, have not played since because I've been so busy. But I'm trying to read more, so that's a plus.
That's
you know?
Good.
And now I'm also into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. So you guys are just turning me into a real Renaissance woman. So sorry to everyone that, like, I I don't know what I'm doing with my Animal Crossing on Switch, honestly. But if you got, if Allie or Melissa or Maria, if you guys want to do that, I think it's super fun. And also, I just wanted to say, if you guys want to come and have a sleepover at my haunted house, we could do that and we could play games. I have them on the PlayStation. And okay. So also, this reminded me that, when you guys were talking about the game, I remembered that I got really drunk last week and found myself, I wanted to play, okay, I had this Barbie riding game. It was like horse adventure and you got to like have your horse and like brush it and like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think I remember this actually.
I had a horse, but I sold her, but that's that. So, anyway, I found myself wasted watching a YouTube video of this Barbie riding game for like an hour when I was drunk. And then I went randomly on TikTok. Oh my God. I forgot that I found this on TikTok that there's this, because it's like you need Adobe Flash Player. It was like for the computer. I can't even play it anymore. I don't know if I even could find it, but usually you it's not compatible. So like, I guess there is a website where you can play games, and I just remembered that I found that. I'm going to go look for it. Oh my God. Okay. Well, if you guys want to come sleep over at my haunted house, like I said, once everyone's all, you know, good to go, let me know. And I feel like there is something else, as always, but I don't know what it is. So, on that note, love you, bye.
Amazing. It's a lot going on.
Love you. Oh, my God, that's amazing. I feel like I remember that game vaguely.
I don't remember that one.
I don't think. I had Barbie fashion designer. Did you have Barbie fashion designer?
No, I didn't really have any Barbies, really.
Oh, yeah, you had glow sticks. Boy. I forgot Melissa had her glow sticks.
I had glow sticks.
Yeah, and ecstasy.
Yeah, I had drugs.
Okay. Hi, artist messages for the web crawlers. I remembered what it was, and I Allie, I'm going to send you your horniest award. But, I couldn't bring myself to throw away the decorations, and I from the party, it's Aww. Becca, by the way. I don't know if I said that before.
We know.
From my web crawlers live show party. And so I don't know if you guys are going to be back in studio or like what the dealio is, but like if you want, I could send you the decorations if you guys have like, I don't know, wow. like a fan wall. Like, are you going to have like a wall? Like, where's Zark going to go? I'd be happy to have you a wall. Sign that says Alley Time.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sign that says Bimbo Alert. I mean, you've seen them. They're works of art. But you know, yeah, I mean, you guys are my best friends. If you guys want to come and see, I think that, okay, so just a little background. We moved into our house on Halloween 2017, which, woo, spooky, spooky. And I love Halloween. I live for it. That was, like, super exciting for me. But the original owner of the house died. Like, they had to do an estate sale. This guy was a hoarder. They filled 8 dumpsters with all of this shit from his house. After the estate sale or before or during, I guess. I don't know. They had to clean it up like it was a mess. There was like yellow and red shag carpet. Okay. Like it was a ritual from like the 60s or 70s or whenever it was built. We did a lot. It's coming along. I mean, it's a work in progress, but what are you going to do? So, anyway, I do believe the house is haunted, because I hear shit all the fucking time, especially when no one is home. Frequently, I find myself, I think I've mentioned this before, that I think I have a ghost dog. My dog very well. Like by, you know, their breathing and like their sneezes and their little pitter patters. Like I know who's where at all times. And so sometimes I'll hear or see a dog out the corner of my eye and like it's not either one of my dogs.
That's creepy.
We don't have a giant rodent. We took care of that. No, I'm just kidding. No, but for real. We don't have cats except the T-Rex. It's like, I don't know. And that was the main thing, I guess. But if you guys need artwork, I'll send you anything. I'll send you my soul. Wow, that got, that got dark. Okay, I was just gonna leave you that one real quick thing, and it ends.
We don't have a wall yet, but
you guys don't have the Aereo studio anymore because we haven't been there in a year.
Yeah, well, no, it's there. It's just been sitting vacant for a year.
Cool. Oh, smart.
we did just get a text from the landlord being like, all right, well, the pandemic's coming to a close. We gonna come get your stuff?
Oh, no.
So what are you guys just checking in? Yeah. Oh, it's been a weird year.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I'm calling in because I wanted to call for a different question. So I have a comment before my question. My comment is, I'm scared that I'm going to get in a car wreck or bump my head on something, and I'm only going to be able to remember the web crawler's hotline because I could come up with it with perfect recall. I just dialed it. It was amazing. So for all the haters, the jingle works. Second, this is specifically for Maria. Maria, I need to know, where in the world are you? I know that you're not in California. I know you're somewhere where it's snowy based on the Baking with Maria videos. Is it Michigan? I want to respect your privacy and everything, but will you tell me?
Is it Michigan? Where in the world is Maria
Okay, bye. Love you all.
Where in the world is Maria San Diego?
I'll never tell.
Where in the world is Maria Basucci?
I'll never tell. It's a mystery. It's like the You're So Vain. Who's it about? I'm going to hold some sort of auction in a couple years and you can't.
An NFT of where you're located at.
She's in a secret compound, military underground compound. It's fake snow.
Yeah. Maria is very valuable, so we needed to hide her during the pandemic.
Okay.
Oh, little giggle puss.
Hello. This here message is for the web crawlers.
It's Jeb again.
This here's Jeb, the award-winning voicemail. I'm quite upset that young fella there done called up and said that them voicemails was me.
Someone said it was a fraud. Jed was a fraud.
I called up about them cousins that killed them, that rich fella up there in Canada. All right?
Canada.
I called and sang Allie a happy birthday. All right? All the voicemails are me. Y'all can check the numbers. Check the numbers. Numbers never lie.
Check the numbers. Right? Never lie.
I don't know why all of a sudden we got a Jeb gate. All right? People just out there trying to stir up trouble. Oh, all right, man.
Sorry, all right.
So crazy. Oh. Allie, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Aww. All right, man.
I'll talk to y'all later. Now that I have my composure. All right, bye.
Wow, two angry Jeb voicemails. So apparently there isn't a Jeb impersonator.
Jeb Gate's been solved. The mystery has...
Someone's been trying to stir up some shit.
Case closed, man.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, this is for the web crawlers. This is Bethany. I called about the grid and light in Arkansas. I just heard myself on the podcast, and that was weird. But the last time I called, I had like major phone anxiety, which is... funny because when I called, there was like two people that were like, "Hey, phone anxiety." So synchronicity, you tell me. anyways, so clarify. We like walked through this grave in the Garden Light area. It wasn't an open grave. She like slid in, like the ground was like pretty soft, and she like fell in, and like her leg got caught in the ground, and like her shoe like sunk into the dirt. So that's what I meant by falling into the grave. So probably not as exciting as like falling into an open grave. But anyways, for some reason, I totally thought you guys did that, like the Garden Light on your Urban Legends episode, but I
totally
mixed that up with another podcast. But you guys are my favorite. Don't worry. But yeah, you guys should definitely look into it. It's weird and crazy. And, it's about the only thing Arkansas has, honestly. Okay. Bye.
It's the only thing Arkansas has.
Sounds like a mini episode to me.
Thanks for clearing up how your friend fell into a grave.
Seriously.
That was really weird. Okay. Last voicemail of this episode.
This is for the web crawlers. This is Alexis. I just listened to you guys play my voicemail. You should never call into a podcast after having several drinks is a lesson that I really learned when listening to that recording. Who the hell calls in asking someone about, like, what it's like to see their brother's penis in a movie? Like, what was that? And then even, like, my voicemail before that, it took me, like, 17 years to tell me, to tell you guys a story about, like, the ghost in my brother's, in my attic and stuff. I feel like my two encounters with you guys on the podcast were solid, and then they've all just gone downhill from there. Oh, so I'm sorry for that really, really, really weird voicemail. You're so nice about it, Allie. Okay.
How rude.
How rude.
No, not even the weirdest voicemail we've ever received. Anyways, guys, thank you as usual for all these fantastic voicemails. If you want to reach us, please call us at insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.